was something fishy about the butler. I think he was a Pisces, probably working for scale.
Sure, that's you get true. So nervous working for that little money, you get ichthyosaurus on your skin.
Lungs are coming out of every
scale
pore.
Disease. Then you go work in Japan in those miniature movies.
Fish scale. Only a Pisces would work for fish scale, Ricardo.
How can you tax the fish? I mean, speaking seriously,
Congress. That'd be like taxing the schools, and we've had school taxes.
But these fish, now these fish have been going unpaid in the national rolls for years.
Well, maybe we could tax schools of fish, and that way we could just take the old laws and add a fish to them.
The old school tax.
Yeah,
laws.
Right.
Before the beginning, there was this turtle, and the turtle was alone, and he looked around, and he saw his neighbor, which was his mother. And he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day and then fell over like a bridge. And lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking, and he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other they hold the moon.
We're closer to being a fish president, right?
Yeah.
President
yeah.
of the United
States. We got an official president now, but we ain't got a fish president.
Oh, and he got a seal.
Science news. Fish menaced by snowmobiles. Snowmobiles may be a menace to fish life in Wisconsin lakes.
That's the big
grid place.
You know why?
Yeah, that's where the
it compacts snow
so
and makes
ice
opaque. This restricts the amount of sunlight that gets to plants that required for photosynthesis. The plants thus do not lose oxygen, and when they die, they also use available oxygen during decay. And the problem is most serious
so
in shallow lakes.
So the oxygen goes out of the
snowmobiles suffocate
snow.
Fish to
suffocate
death, right?
Suffocate fish to death.
Now, you see, I don't think it's too far to say that snowmobiles really are kind of out of kilt with the natural way, don't you think?
Unless a fish is driving one, I suppose. That
yeah, right.
Purpose to it.
Over his own home.
Right.
A plant would have to be driving one. The fish are only the secondary results.
Yeah, it's true.
See, the giant genetic dog float is passing by.
This is from Gentech. They created this dog out of a jellyfish and a spore.
Frankendog, I believe they call it.
A jellyfish and a spore.
Back to the mushroom field.
Yeah, nothing seems to be growing there.
Wait a
yet.
Minute, something's growing right in the middle there, isn't it, though? I see a kind of a white spot.
Yes, you know, that's always a sign that it's beginning.
Mm.
That's the famous ring of
Brent Mushroom.
Here he is. This is the head of the National Mushroom Society.
Yes.
His coat is made entirely of mushrooms.
He's checking out the mushroom field right there.
Yep. That's his son, Bobby.
Yes. And can you see the mushroom fountain behind him?
That's no mushroom. That's not a fountain.
No? Yes, they are.
These are a very interesting bunch of people. They have many interesting traditions and a heritage of sticking things up close to their mouths.
Yeah. Mushrooms. Isn't that a mushroom?
Yes, and they keep their lips flapping. They're trying to keep the mushroom from actually, like, covering their face.
Yes, because when it does, they lose what's known as their TVQ.
Exactly. See that that ring of huge mushrooms behind him there? Oh, well, let's go back to the parade.
I hooked him with a few Man Ray 8x10.
Kiwanis Honorable Mention International Toastmaster Runner-Up Emeritus Ray Hamburger.
Suppose you were a pretty girlfriend.
Oh, Mom, this is Rhonda Jo Stingray.
We met at the Rat in the Box.
I saw the x-rays. But how could you see the x-rays? They're invisible. No, I mean the pictures of the x-rays.
Radiant. All those curves showing through that flimsy burnous.
Hey, Reagan.
Reagan.
Reagan. You're not too old. And it's never too late to lose again. Thank you. Hey, Reagan.
I'm personally covered with sushi-style seaweed, hot pink cotton seeds, and nearly 2,000 hemp leaves.
This is a very fresh fish.
Mmm, superb.
Fish fresh, not possibly fresh.
You might say that. My flesh delights in it.
So fresh. Fresh not deep.
I think it is now. More sake, if you don't mind.
Now fresh to your consciousness. Sake no help you now.
Yes, but some of the locals say that it's been killing fish.
Well, It doesn't kill fish. Oh, I really hope you all heard that out there. There's not one dead fish. I'll repeat that. There's not one dead fish. Well, there's not one living fish within 50 miles of that dump site.
Well, Sonny, what's in the feed bag for today?
Well, we got tuna. Well, just go drop it in the wash tub. That's a nice tuna soup.
Mommy bought some tuna in the store. Then she went and spilled it on the floor. They don't let her in here anymore. My mommy.
All the fish sighed with relief. The storm was over. The top of the sea was calm now. But the king's anger made the bottom rumble. Two more boats with humans in them stole 4,000 more of my people, he said. Let the fish declare war with the humans. As soon as the fish heard this, they swam home to hide under their seaweed beds. The king was screaming mad. Then he had an idea that might make the fish angry at the humans. He told the town crier to say awful things about humans. Finally, the fish declared war on the humans. The kingfish spent millions of seashells for the war. When the fish were ready and lined up for war, a surprising thing happened. Two boats filled up with humans took 4,000 more fish. After that happened, the fish swam home to hide under their seaweed beds.
Seaweed water beds. Har, har, har.
Back in Berkeley, biting your back is what I love to do in the morning. Not too hard. Your lean body gives teeth purchase, say, only under shoulder blades or just above the hip. Flank bite, side bite. Married one whole day, I emerge from the ocean of zzz, showing my fin, my rough skin making contact. Shark before breakfast. What a way it must be for you to wake up. But you hate and always hated waking to music, whereas the silent shark follows only the rhythm of your exact body, his own hunger. So much for sharks.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there, and it shows that pearly white.
What if you could see how shark fin soup is made? If you could see how each year up to 70 million sharks are killed to end up in soup, could you still eat it? A third of all shark species are nearly extinct, but we can help save them.
Remember, when the buying stops, the killing can too.
Oh, I'm just a little fishy, floating in the sea, and there ain't no hook that's smart enough to catch the likes of me. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Fishing all of the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Baby grabbed me a pole and a line. Threw my pole on and caught a 9-pound catfish. Now you know I brought him home for supper time. Proving any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. Baby brother about to run me out of my mind. Say, can I go fishing with you? I took him on down to the fishing hole. Now, what do you think that he did do? Pull a brave fish out the bottom of the pond. Now, he laughed and jumped because he was real gone. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too. Good put him in the pot, baby, put him in the pan, honey, cook him till he's nice and brown. Make a batch of buttermilk, whole cakes, mama, and chew them fangs and chomp them on down, singing any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a gone fishing, yes, I'm gone fishing, and my baby gone fishing to play the blues. Tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby gone fishing too.
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year. I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to what they call the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing.
And herring's down in the sauce. The white man is down.
Gil was also down on his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I bellied up to the sandbar. He poured me the usual. Rusty snail, hold a grunion, shaken, not stirred. With a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side. Heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin. On porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry's squid. For the halibut.
Millions of months passed. And 28 days later, the moon appeared. This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool.
Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey. What soul? Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tuna, Salmon Enchanted Evening, and the stage was surrounded by scream groupers. Probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail. And she's giving me the eye. So I figured my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep. Seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, what's your sign? She said, Aquarian. I said, great! Let's get tanked! I invited her up to my place for a little midnight bait. I said, come on, baby, you want to take a few minnows? She threw me that same old line. Not tonight. At a haddock. And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest look haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with muscles. He came over to me and said, listen, shrimp, don't you come trolling around here. A crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, ah, baloney. You're just being shellfish. Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already thrown to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels her. It was a fluke. There he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel. Kelpless. I said to the cods, Gil, this guy's going to need a sturgeon. Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me, she said, hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name? I said, Marlin. Well, from then on, we had a whale of a time. I took her to dinner. I took her to dance. I bought her a bouquet of flounders. And then I went with her. And what did I get for my trouble? A case of the clams.
The pizza parlor this afternoon, David.
Yes?
I was drinking English beer and we watched a movie about catching tuna.
About tuna?
It was a chicken sea tuna movie color, and it said, had all this picture of this boat with the setting sun glistening off all these dead tuna on the deck, and it said, a sight like this makes the village happy, right? No one starves again tonight in La Guaca. And then I mean, in La Guaca, they all cut the heads off and all the heads are made into a great big mound, which glistens at night, and that's how the ships know how to get the next day.
Oh, come
like
on, Peter.
That's right.
Oh, come on,
there's
Peter.
This whole mound.
Come on.
No, man. It's true.
Really, is it true?
It's true, man. There's
it's
like this
mound.
It's like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 tuna are caught a day. The heads, which then...
Must make a pretty big light.
Yeah, well, the cat...
A greater light of tuna, dear friends.
Yeah, well, it's just the moon. It's just reflecting the moon off the dead fish. Thousands of these eyes looking out to sea, and you can't miss them.
Gee, that's incredible, Peter.
Yeah, and it's not even true.
The Earth. There are currently 7 billion people living on 30% of its surface. And all of them are dependent on the remaining 70%, the ocean. The ocean is the largest source of food in the world. Fish is the main daily source of protein for 1.2 billion people. But fishers are more and more frequently returning home with empty nets. Let's turn the clock back a little. Some scientists say that in the last 60 years, stocks of large fish have fallen by 90%. They are warning that we are facing the collapse of all types of fish species in less than 50 years. The reason for this? Overfishing. Long fishing vessels deploy 1.4 billion hooks a year. 1.4 billion hooks, each with a slice of fish hanging from them as bait. There are trawling vessels that cast nets with an opening of up to 23,000 meters squared, the size of 4 football pitches, and big enough to hold 13 jumbo jets, or more commonly, more than 500 tons of fish. Amongst these 500 tons of fish, there is a lot of bycatch. Bycatch is marine creatures incidentally caught, often at large quantity. Typically, shrimp trawlers throw 80 to 90% of the marine creatures caught back overboard. This means that for 1 kilo of shrimp, up to 9 kilos of other marine wildlife is caught and wasted. To relieve the strain on wild fish, 47% of our seafood demand is farmed fish. But marine aquaculture is more of a nail in a coffin than a lifeline. Many of the farmed fish are carnivorous. That is, they eat other, smaller fish. 5 kilos of captured wild fish are needed to produce 1 kilo of farm-reared salmon. Aquaculture just converts low-value small fish into higher-value bigger ones. It does not create more fish. The majority of European fish stocks are overfished. Historically, EU fisheries ministers have set fishing limits exceeding scientific advice. 2008 fishing limits were defined for the highly prized bluefin tuna. Scientists recommended a fishing limit of 10,000 tons to rebuild the increasingly depleted population. However, the EU and other fishing nations decided on a fishing limit of 29,500 tons, three times what scientists had suggested. Then, despite this already inflated limit, 61,000 tons of bluefin tuna were caught. That is six times more than the recommended limit. Billions of euro in public subsidies are fueling this overfishing. If this continues, soon there will be no fish left. How do we end overfishing? Your politicians have the responsibility for making the decisions in Brussels that will end overfishing. Citizens have responsibility of encouraging and supporting their politicians to make the decisions.